Well, good morning, everyone. One, if you are new here with us this morning, this is not normally what we do. We don't normally have balloons, so if like that's really what you're anticipating every Sunday, sorry, we're going to fall short. But if you are new here with us, man, thank you. I am so glad that you are here, and here's why. So many times when you come into a church, you're trying to figure out, okay, well, how do I get involved in a church? How do I get plugged into some of the ministries? What are the ministries that are offered in this church? And how do I get plugged into them? And this morning, you are going to have an opportunity to get involved in and find out the ministries that are available here at Cheyenne Berean. I used to work in college admissions prior to coming into ministry. And one of the things that I would do is I'd go to high schools, I'd set up fairs, and we would talk to students about what we had to offer. And so this kind of came from one of those ideas like that of working in college admissions and hey, how do we help connect people with what's happening in the church? So many times I've run into people going, well, what ministries do you offer and who's the leader and how do I get in contact with them? Each of the tables that you see in this room, and there's going to be some out in the hallway, represent ministries that are available here at Cheyenne Berean. And in a moment, there are going to be leaders heading to those tables, and we're going to provide an opportunity for you to go around and connect with those different ministries and talk to the leaders and find out ways that you too can plug in to those ministries, whether it's getting involved in a Bible study, or maybe it's serving in a children's ministry, or maybe you have youth that are looking to connect with our youth ministry. All of these different ministries are here and represented this morning so that we can connect you with opportunities to be involved and serve. Now, before we get into this, I actually wanted to share, because one of the things that's also on my heart is, wow, is it really that important for us to connect you with serving opportunities if you're from Cheyenne Berean? Is it important for you to know how to get plugged into ministries like this? Is it important that we take an entire service to do this? Well, I want you to understand what you're witnessing. One, if you go to church here and you're serving, one of the things that I want you to understand about who we are as a church, right behind me is our mission statement that we gather, grow, go. And so one, if you're new or even if you're existing here, one of the things that I want you to understand about who we are as a church, we're about Jesus Christ. We are about the resurrected Jesus Christ who came to earth, took on flesh, God himself took on flesh and died on the cross in our place, that we're sinners. We are deserving of death because sin that we commit, not only do we commit sin, but I also have what's called the sin nature, that I have a propensity to want to do things apart from God and try to seek autonomy from God in all that I do and all that I think. And here's the reality that Jesus came and died on the cross to forgive this debt that each and every one of us have against a holy God. And by placing our faith in him, we can actually be reconciled, brought back into a right relationship with God. See, right now, apart from that, we're at war with him. Apart from me placing my faith in Jesus Christ, I'm at odds with God. And he's at odds with me because I'm trying to live on my own. He designed us for a relationship with him. And so one of the things that we want people to do is we want people to know that we want to gather people around the person of Jesus Christ. He came and he's the one who paid the penalty for our sin. He's the one that rescued us from the penalty and guilt of our sin. And so we want to gather people around Jesus Christ, knowing him and making him known. And so that's one of our first things that we do. The other one, grow. We want people, if you're new here and you're going, man, I'm just finding out about this Jesus person, we want to provide opportunities for you to grow up in your faith. There's even children's ministry that's down here. We want our kids to understand an accurate understanding of who Jesus is so that they can grow up in their faith and then be the next people that are going to be going out and making him known to the rest of the world. And we do that in youth ministry. So there's a variety of different ways that we want people to gather around the person of Jesus Christ, who he is, what he's done, and to make him known, and then grow up in our relationship with him. And then that last one is go. We want people to go in obedience to him. So as we gather people around Jesus Christ, as we grow up in our relation to him, we're going to find out who he is, what he desires of us, and then we're going to want to actually do it. We want to be about it. One of the things that he's done is he's commissioned us to go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you. So we want to be that people, a people that's been commissioned to be about Jesus Christ and going, making disciples, growing them up in their faith, and teaching them to go in obedience to Jesus. That's who we are as a church. And so one of the things that I was going to share is just a passage of scripture with us this morning on why this is so important in what we're doing. It's from 1 Peter. 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11 says this. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen? Amen. It's God's word. So one of the things, just some observations, looking at this text, as each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another. Reality for each and every one of us in here, if you've placed your faith in Jesus alone, you've sworn your allegiance to Jesus, one of the things that he's done for you is he's actually gifted you. He's blessed you with different resources, abilities. And so one way that you can kind of concept, well, do I have a gift? Well, think of it in three different ways, and it all starts with a T. Each and every one of us has time. Each and every one of us has time. We've been given time that we have that is a gift. It's a gift from God. I wake up in the morning, and I go to work, and then there's time afterwards that I have that I can utilize to spend time with family, with friends, and doing a variety of different things. One of the things that Peter talked about is he said, listen, we need to arm ourselves with the same thinking as Jesus, who came and he gave his life. He was so that we would no longer just be about ourselves, but actually living for the purpose for which he created us. And so one of the things that he's done is he's gifted us with time. Is my time just used and spent on things that pertain to me? Or am I releasing my time and saying, God, I want to free up my time so that I can be about what you would have me be about? Each of us have been given a gift, time. Well, what else have we been given? We've been given talents. And those might be natural abilities. They might be supernatural abilities, like what's talked about in 1 Corinthians 12, that the Holy Spirit has given us specific spiritual gifts to be about the building up of the body. The other thing that we know is that we've been given not only talent, but maybe also treasure. I have resources. See, the one thing that Peter wanted people to know is that you've been given so much. Now what I want you to do is to actually surrender that to God. Surrender each and every bit of who I am, my time, my talent, my treasure, and release that to God to be about him and be about his glory. And so each of us has received a gift. I want you to know if you've placed your faith in Jesus, you have a gift. You've been gifted. And as a gift, one of the things that he says is use it to serve one another. We've been given a gift to give. So each and every one of you in here, I want you to know that you've actually been blessed. You've been given a gift. Use it to the glory of God. As each of us has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. See, here's something spectacular when we do that. When we use our gifts to the glory of God, guess what happens? Each and every one of us, as we use it to be a blessing to one another, we get to experience God's grace. God wants to use you to be a part of actually making himself known and so that people can experience the grace of God through you. And right now, some of you might be sitting in here going, boy, I don't know if I'm that gifted. I don't know that I'm that talented. No, you already are. He's told you that. You've been gifted. That's not something that just comes from yourself. It's something that God has done for us. Now, look at this last part. Why? Why have I been given this gift? Why have I been given this ability? And why do we need to be about using it? Here's what Scripture says. The reality is we can't bring glory to God like he desires us to bring glory on my own. We actually need one another. See, what he says is that as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. Why? Look at the last part. In order that in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Here at Cheyenne Berean, we want to bring maximum glory to Jesus Christ. And how that happens is as people surrender their lives to Jesus. So that would be my one question this morning. Have you surrendered your life to Jesus? Have you surrendered your time, talents, treasures to Jesus and said, I belong to you. Everything that I am, everything that I have, it all belongs to you, Jesus. And have you surrendered it to be about actually blessing other people with it? Why? In order that in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So, what now? What's going to happen? Kind of gave at least an idea of why. Well, what are we going to be doing? One, discover. So here's my encouragement to you. In a moment, and we're going to practice this just to make sure we all can do this. I just ask that y'all stand real quick. Okay, good. That shows me that you can stand. Okay, that's good. We have that lesson accomplished. Okay, go ahead and be seated. I promise I won't have this 20 times, Carolyn. I promise I won't do that. But each of us can stand. So I want you to get up, and actually you're going to be moving around in throughout the worship center in here and come up and talk to people at the tables. Find out about the ministries. So come around, discover, visit the tables, talk with the ministry leaders, and you're like, well, what if I'm not interested in children's ministry? Guess what? Each and every one of us have been given a gift to be a blessing to one another. Maybe your gift is not going to be serving in children's ministry, but it's great that you would know what's happening in children's ministry so that you would know how to pray for them. So just because you're not going to be involved in this ministry, go talk to those leaders, find out what they're doing, find out ways that you can even partner, maybe even just through prayer. So go talk to these different ministry leaders and engage with them. Learn about those ministries. The other one, engage. So pray for the leaders, participate, support those ministries, and connect with other people as you're doing so. So you're going to be getting up and walking around and connecting with ministries, connecting with one another. And then the last one, enlist. So on tables is going to be a nice little sheet here that says, I'm interested. And so if you want information about that ministry, fill out one of these sheets that says I'm interested so that we can contact you and find out and let you know how to be involved in the ministry. So those are at least a few different things. To give a highlight briefly to each and every one of us, so this ministry fair, these are some of the different ministries that are represented in kind of general categories. So under this ministry fair, we'll go to the next one, Ty. There's children's ministry that is represented. So children's ministry, and that has some of the different following ministries. I'm just going to go through these real briefly. There's Awana, Children's Church. There's Nursery. There's Vacation Bible School, Children's Programs. So if you want any information about those, and here's the other thing that I told Rachel, wherever she is, where are you? There's balloons in here. There we go. Okay. Told Rachel that I would give this message to each and every one of you. If you are going to be having your kids involved in the ministry, she has information that as parents you need to fill out for your kids. So come up to the table and get that information turned in as well. So there's Vacation Bible School, Children's Programs, Awana, Children's Church, Nursery. Next one that we have is Grow Groups. So a variety of different ways for you to grow up in your faith, connect with other people, and start growing in company with other people. We want to provide those opportunities. So there's these various different opportunities behind me on the screen that you can connect with these ministries, find out more about them, and get plugged in. Variety of different age groups, etc. Next one, local, regional, global outreach. So here at Cheyenne Berean, we want people to discover their local, regional, global assignments. God has given us those. And these are just a few of them. Family Promise. It's a ministry for people who maybe have lost their home. Find out more information at the table about Family Promise and how to get involved. Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's a great ministry teaching young people to share the gospel. And then also they do a variety of different ways of them going out and reaching people. This summer they reached numerous different people with the gospel message here in Cheyenne and then all throughout the region. Another one, Columbia, 2019. Next year we're sending another group. Nolan, give a big wave back there. He's sporting Columbia's jersey back there, so he's representing some Columbia. But if you wanted to go be a part of a missions trip, it's a global opportunity for you to go share the gospel with other people, find out ways to pray, get involved. And then evangelism, there's a local opportunity to start getting involved in local outreach. Support, next one. Variety of different opportunities. These are the ones that are kind of behind the scenes and help make sure that things work. Everything from prayer to serving through greeting, ushering, etc. Find out about these ministries. And the different colors of balloons, I don't know if you've noticed this, that there's purple balloons, there's red balloons. That might also kind of give you an idea of where some of these ministries are going to be located. Next one, worship. If you're wanting more information about how to be involved, maybe God has given you a voice, or maybe God's given you an ability to do some things with tech. Ty back there, he's not just flipping switches and all that stuff, but he can teach you on how to do some of that stuff. So maybe you want to find ways like that to get involved. Next one, youth ministry. So we have a youth ministry. Find out ways to get involved with that. And last one, but certainly not least, is connect. So we have a table that's going to be out in the hall, and it's a variety of different ways to get involved in how we notify people about things that are happening through CCB, and that's available online. It's a way that we send out emails and communicate with people. Make sure that you have access to that. It's also giving, and calendar is available through that. Variety of different ways to plug in and stay connected here at Cheyenne Berean. Last, certainly not least, some important information. If you have kids with you, I do notice some kids still here. Engage them in the process, parents. Help them understand why it's important to go around and find out about these ministries. Maybe even just take them around and pray for a ministry. That's a simple way that you can go about and make the most of this time. Maybe you go up to a table, find out about it, and pray right there for that leader and pray for that ministry. Maybe it's something that you don't pray specifically with that leader. Maybe you're walking around and you're just going, God, I pray for hospitality. Help people to feel welcomed here at Berean. Man, I pray for the youth ministry, that people would hear about you, these young people who are going to be the future leaders, that you can go around and just be praying for all the different ministries here at Cheyenne Berean. Make the most of this time. Serving is a part of our worship. We've been given a body to glorify God with it. Children's Church volunteers will be releasing closer to 11:30, so make the most of your time this morning. Fellowship, please do it. Talk to one another. And then here's my last bit of information. One, Brady, give a wave. So if you want to smell something delicious, go smell this man's shirt. No, trust me, you'll want to. He has been cooking some pulled pork for us, smoking it, and he smells so good of it. And we are going to be having a picnic later on this evening at 4 o'clock. Instead of going to the park, we are going to meet here. We just know with the weather and everything, we wanted it to make sure it was enjoyable and not wet. So we're going to be meeting back here to enjoy that later on at 4. And each and every one of you are welcome, new, old, etc. So that's my last bit of instruction. Do we all kind of understand what we're doing in a moment? We're going to release you to talk to ministries. At the end of that time, closer to like 11:28, I'm actually going to go ahead and stop people. And there's going to be one more thing. I'm just going to pray for us and dismiss us at the end of that, closer to 11:30. So, does that make sense? All right, let's all stand. All right, step one has been accomplished. I'm going to go ahead and have our leaders go ahead and make their way to the table and then go ahead and start moving around. There are tables out in the hall and here in the worship center for you to connect with people about ministries. Engage. Engage.